Some things are, or at least feel, almost hazardous to let out into the wild. Some patterns of thought which, when we share them, we wonder where they're going to end up. Patterns we inspect in ourselves and think, this works great for me, but is that going to be true of anyone else? Well, here's the experiment. Even though some things feel like you ought to keep them inside for what they reveal about you, and how raw they are besides, there's a lot one internalizes when remaking themselves. Maybe you can relate. From dross to gold, from less functional to precise instrument. And we all remake ourselves, but sometimes we need a break. Sometimes we need to cool. Or at least to bank the flames so they may run low in the embers overnight. It's part and parcel of the process of growth. The innumerable breaks and strains of a life lived with momentum toward improvement, striving not only for light, but for velocity, for the swing which clears the way before you so quickly the eye cannot follow. Although that may put some heat, some friction on you as you move. We all have our rituals when the forging is done. One must sometimes, if they have a faculty for sharing their thoughts, consider how much it is right to share, and always hold something back. This was usually such a thing. The innumerable tiny things fed to the furnace of self, which melts the metal we then pour to make ourselves, pouring it into a many-branching, infinitely varied mold, so the molten stuff of self spiderwebs out along the tributaries of that mold, forms a tree. And then we follow the trickles in that mold to some end point, for all things must end, even if they have only ended for the day. And when the business of the day is done and the glimpse of that crystalline, multiversal, branching possibility is still smoldering in the mold on the table, we must find a way. A way to reduce the heat and stop being this molten, fierce thing of action that we have become. Find a way to douse. At the end of the forging, they say the metal is quenched. Our hunger never entirely quenched, but in an ordinary process it will be submerged in water. When you go through each day, your body accumulates wear. But this is the wear of forging. Your mind finds microfractures, folding overs on itself. Processes of creating pockets which then are hammered out in order to make layer after layer. When you go through each day, the anvil, the strong basis, the foundation of care is yet beneath you, and it is yours. So what you are being hammered upon endures and is part of you. The hammer above endures and is part of you, and you, between, endure. You fire the furnace which in fact reforges you out of your own creativity, your own demiurge, the furnace of self. With its fell flame must burn something. And so you choose to feed it. You choose what to feed it. You discover, you make, you are remade. And at the end, each time, the time comes when you are perhaps frayed around the edges, or molten and hot. And when forging, one would chip away the dross, creating a smooth line, and then douse that. Create a clear division between the day when you are hammered on the edges, when you are still molten hot and dripping in your new set form, too blazing to look at. And in that time, in that moment, you choose to set your form, to cease the busy weariness and quench the furnace for now. Because the furnace always burns away in the heart of you, and you do flare it up, feed it with your excess, and so you must always be creating to feed that hungry thing lest it burn the rest. Must always be creating your momentum and trajectory, yet you can quench it for a time. These are truths, not the comfortable half-truths of the usual self-help or meditation. These are truths about what is at the core sometimes, and what, once kindled, may yet live in you, firing with your own creativity. And then, you access it, you use it, you discover the furnace anew each time it is of use to do so, and in firing it, then cooling it down, you accept it's time to take care of your metal, to oil the exterior, to change hue from red-hot blaze to yet cool in the sheath. Smell, familiar scent, the strongest sense tied to memory. Fine. But the strongest experience tied to memory is victory, is triumph, is the moment you stand molten and steaming with the day behind and the prepared bath ahead, which will quench you. Metal is quenched quickly, going from blazing hot down to cold, to prevent changes in its microstructure, to preserve as steam rises, and take the form and snapshot it. But you want to preserve changes in your microstructure, perhaps even encourage and preserve changes. And so you will quench slow. Mere metal needs a cold, cold bath to quench. But you are more than metal in the moment of completion. The day behind, its long din upon your flesh, its battering, continuous, ever-changing forge banked. Metal quenches in the cold, but remembering the things you fed to the flame to make it all the way through the day, just to survive long enough to make it to the quench. You are more than metal, and you will quench in heat. Stifle the ongoing flame, bank the furnace, shut it off, in the best possible way. Any ritual requires its components. Lavender splashed or spread, bubble or oil, in your soap, in your water, rubbed over your skin, and indeed the hottest water you can stand in shower or bath around and upon all about you, and yet it will steam. And then you oil yourself when you are done. You moisturize, you add little preservations and perfections, the optimizations that a container for a flame like yours deserves, and which will nurture the microscopic changes you introduced today and tomorrow. And each day until you achieve a form which allows you to quench longer, to rest longer in the sheath, for your actions do more when you take them, becoming sharp enough, burning bright enough that when you are drawn, problems fall sundered, and you may yet quench again, and sheath once more, and right away. To flash from your resting place, accomplish as you will, and return to it in a gout of steam, floral scent filling your mind, reminding you of 100 or 1,000 such rituals of cooling your ever-refining form, telling you there is time enough now to breathe deep, quieting the excitations of the body, dousing your skin, turning off the furnace, finding your center once more. And that's where you're headed now. As you stand waiting for it to be ready, feel the steam rising from your skin before you even touch the heat. Feel the ache within you which says you have spent all this day building and stoking the fire in your furnace, stoking your energies. And normally I would share no more than that. Perhaps I think I concluded to share only that much, but I've decided to forget that for a bit and just transmit. Copy a piece of myself without worrying that piece might be too much, too heady, too infused for you, trusting you to take it as it is meant. As you stand, waiting, I am sincerely here with you. If you believe an energy connects us, believe this. Within me is a vast nest of every concept I use to drive myself, and the furnace, the crystalline mold into which the fresh metal of self pours each time, branching through all its tributaries, the end point I select, and the quench of the metal that is broken off, yes, with lavender and with heat. When you listen to me and we each focus on the same things at once, you are tapped into a vulnerable access point to my mind, and you do possibly experience a download of more than just this one principle, more than just the quenching heat of the bath. Maybe other thoughts will leak across as well. But that's a risk we both take, and at the least your bath is not your bath alone. Your flame does not bank for you alone, it is each of us together, agreeing we will stop at some point. I will take care of the things I have added to myself each day, if you maintain yourself too. And it's more than the dunk. It's the oil, the maintenance, It's treating yourself to the beautiful artifice of you, the weapon you are, the cut which can reshape itself, the sheath which is an absolute rest, the furnace which is an absolute freedom to change, to grow, to introduce microscopic changes. The quench only accelerates each time, knowing that you must feed the furnace somehow. So you return each time to your sheath gleaming, oiled, lavender in your head, steam beating from your skin. Not because the bath was so much hotter than you, but because you blazed brightly enough in it that the quench is steaming off of you into an atmosphere too chilled to handle it. That you were hotter than the water you touched, too relaxed and easygoing is the air around you to handle what and who you are, intensity and layer, touch and massage of the very reality you choose and move toward. But you agree for a time to quench yourself, be at peace with the world around you, equilibrium. But it had better watch out, because you are not in this alone, and you are never stilled for long. I'm quenched at some point each day. There will come a moment, a pause, a cessation when I breathe, when the movement ceases. And I think of you out there adapting this tiny fragment of the structure I make for myself. And I will quench myself in the heat, and I will sigh as hissing and elevated from me steams every resource and every remnant of the day's powerful activity, of the characterization I know you share. I know as well, and we will be in some way together, awash in scent, oiled, moisturized, touched by the heat, which quenches a flame but still keeps us hot, ready, nimble, agile, resting in the sheath but drawn forth at a moment, restores and encourages always to expand your sphere of competence. The tree stretches ever on, the mold which spiderwebs with that fresh molten metal of self, adding more each time. Be in the refuge of knowing that as much as two people at disparate places can be entwined, entangled like particles, if we both arrive at that quench in a day, that entanglement is you and I. Quenching together, the mold of our poured out metal, momentarily quiet in the sheath. But we will be drawn again soon. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not immediately. But we will burn, hot enough that we must be quenched again. So seldom do I share a fragment of what I'm thinking, what I really do, to myself and the place around me. So hold this close and use it, because it's real, it's reflective of what and how I am acting each day. When I quench, I'll think of you listening. Do not waste the chance to think of me. Reminding yourself, remaking yourself, awash in yourself. Mere metal needs the chill. You are more than metal, more than mere. And when the heat settles in, you will know. But the steam rising is partly because something hotter, something more molten and raw, has dipped into that water, pushing what was already as hot as you thought you could stand beyond what it was before. Together, linked across distance, entangled, and maybe you'll get more fragments. More than the fragment that is the quench, because next time I light the furnace, throw my efforts into it to burn, draw myself from the cooling sheath, maybe in that moment, the heat and spark will spread to you. A small spark, but the instant of ignition against which all the trials of the world beat in vain. Because we are harder than what's hitting us. We are the metal that never needs sharpening, changing form as freely as it likes, which quenches in heat, because we welcome the change, where mere metal would fear it. We grow stronger with the fold, whereas iron can become brittle. We band together and are together, each stronger than before, where even a phalanx is only as strong as its weakest link. We are as strong as the strongest entangled piece of us, of our philosophy, of our ever-changing mental landscape, which is toy and tool, sword and paint, furnace burning with heat enough to set us, bath radiant, fragrant, hot, heat enough to quench us once more. Breaking a dichotomy, breaking an understanding that heat and cold are opposites, for of course they are not, or at least at their extremity. The fire takes on something of the all-encompassing chill, and the cold takes on something of the flame. Both sheath and flame may burn with different heats, and that is us, entangled piece by piece, moment by moment. There will not be a day which goes by where I do not use these principles in some way, and can you say the same? Are these thoughts something that resonates, that finds a tiny vibratory core, installs itself? I think so. And so I send a little piece of this out into the universe and ask, what are you going to do with it besides, in this moment, quenching your thirst and your furnace-born flame, knowing you won't need to stoke either again, until the glorious moment that you do?